no one can question that we now live in an age of austerity. Not a day goes by, does it, without news of a new round of cuts, services being shut down, people being made homeless, or benefits being tightened so that those who have the least have to learn to live with even less. Sadly, I expect things are going to get significantly worse before they get better. So it's easy, isn't it, to feel overwhelmed by the scale of need and the lack of resources to address that need. I'm sometimes tempted to throw my arms up in the air and give up. The scale of the problem is just too much to deal with. So I fully sympathise with those who turn their backs on these big issues and just look after themselves and those close to them. However, as someone who tries to follow Jesus, however badly, I don't really have that option. Jesus could have chosen a much easier path than to face up to oppression and corrupt religion and to side with those on the margins of society. He summarised his mission with these words, "I have come that they may have life, and life in all its fullness." As long as there are people whose experience of life falls far short of life in all its fullness, I too have no alternative but to strive to bring about positive change. And if enough of us, regardless of our faith position, refuse to give in to the temptation to give up, not even austerity can stop us creating a fairer and more just society. And the challenge is, are we willing?